Okay, we're here with our last panel, starting with incumbent Les Guerra, who is running unopposed in House District 23. And we're going to have about a four-minute conversation and a little bit of time for a closing statement. Welcome, Representative Guerra.
Hi, Mike. Nice to be here.
You're running unopposed, and thinking about what happened in this last legislative session, the last couple of years, or the last year, what are you most proud of, or what are you happiest about how things transpired?
Well, you know, I came into the legislature calling for three things that I felt were very important. We made some progress on a few of those: early education, financial aid for people who can't afford college, and vocational training. We have a long way to go in those areas, but we got the, you know, one of the things that I pushed for and some others pushed for, we got the first increase in pre-K education funding since I've been in the legislature. It's sad, but it was the first positive movement. We pushed that real hard. Early education helps kids who would otherwise have trouble. We have the second worst financial aid system for kids who can't afford to go to college. You know, I said I wasn't voting for the capital budget this year unless we got money in for university financial aid, and we did. So I think those were big, and oil tax reform I'd been pushing since I first came in the legislature. And I think we finally, you know, the first few years, sort of some of the folks who are now in jail stood in the way of oil tax reform. But we, I think, have come up with a really good plan. Alaska gets a fair share, and the oil companies make pretty good money up here, too.
And one of the things about the oil tax bill is, if I remember correctly, there's some adjustments depending on the price of oil, right?
Right.
What does that mean at the present time when oil is around 73 or 74, maybe it's a little bit less?
Somewhere above $50-$55 a barrel, as the price goes up and oil companies are reaping in windfall profits, the state tax goes up slightly too. So the state does very well at high oil prices, as do the oil companies. If oil goes down to $55 a barrel, that tax escalator disappears, and we say to the oil companies, you know, $55 and below, we're going to have just a 25% tax. That's pretty much how it works. So at windfall prices, we share in windfall profits.
And for those who don't know, and I've heard different numbers myself, dollar figures, what is the break-even point for paying next year's budget? What do we need?
It could be $75, $80 a barrel, depending on what oil production is next year.
Okay. And I assume you're joining the rest of the legislature and others in trying to figure out what the price is, or do you have a crystal ball and can you tell us?
No, I mean, that's why, you know, a bunch of us, Representative Gardner, myself, a number of us pushed to say, look, last year the oil prices were high. We put away $5 billion in savings. A few of us wanted to put away more money in savings last year. We're probably going to have somewhere between a $5, $7 billion surplus this year because the first big part of the year, oil was over $100 a barrel.
The first couple of months.
But I think we have to realize that you can't bank on money like that. That's why I pushed for an oil tax system that would be fair even at lower prices. A lot of people just wanted a fair share at high prices and to give away our oil at low prices. But we have to prepare for a world of low prices, too.
And how are we going to build a gas line if gas prices are essentially cut in half, if I remember correctly, and with the difficulties that people seem to be having borrowing money?
Well, I mean, the borrowing money part is going to be a big problem, except we have an $18 billion federal loan guarantee, and that's going to help us get the loans that we need to build the gas line. I'll tell you, if gas and oil prices keep going down, at some point it might become uneconomic, and the state's going to have to look into possibly subsidizing a gas pipeline significantly. But right now, at current gas and oil prices, you know, the oil companies, you know, they're not dumb. They know that a gas line in this state is economic. Most of the gas reserves on the North Slope that we know about, those have been developed already on Prudhoe Bay, Kuparuk. Those aren't going to be difficult to develop because the fields have already been developed. But a gas line project is going to pose some challenges. Certainly at some point, if prices keep falling, at some point it might become uneconomic. But at $50, $60, $70, $80 barrel oil, a gas line is very economic.
And briefly, does it make any difference to the gas line who becomes the next president of the United States?
Well, I mean, not necessarily. I mean, John McCain voted against the federal loan guarantees that made this pipeline possible, probably. But that's water under the bridge. I think that was bad judgment on his part. But assuming that he doesn't try and yank them away, we should have a fair shot at the gas line. If he insists on his prior vote, which is to take away the federal loan guarantees, you know, I don't think he can do that. But that would probably kill the gas line.
Okay, we've come to your closing statement of 1 minute, sir. Your closing remarks.
Thanks, Mike. You know, the state faces a lot of challenges. We spend a lot of money on education, but spending money isn't a be-all and end-all. You have to do what works. Spending money on K through 12 is good, but when you don't have a pre-K education system, we're one of 8 states in the country that doesn't have a pre-K education statewide. You fail to educate your kids when they need to be educated most. You know, kids who have great homes, they can be educated at home. Kids who already have private preschool or daycare, that's fine. But for a substantial part of our population, we need early education, and those kids thrive. Kids who go through early education earn more, go to college in bigger numbers, graduate high school in bigger numbers, stay out of jail in bigger numbers. It's a win-win in every single aspect. That's the biggest challenge, I think, facing our education system, where we're going to insist on remaining one of the worst when we can be one of the best. Healthcare reform, there's a lot we can do. Alaska has the third worst children's health program in the nation. Representative Gardner, others have tried to fix that, and we'll keep trying to fix it. My time's up.
Thank you, Representative Guerra, who is running unopposed. We should note that.